everyone, and welcome back to the Narnia Web Council. It's been too long, hasn't it, Glumpuddle?
About 2 months, I think, yeah.
About 2 months. I mean, and part of it's, well, for a bit while it was lack of news, and then I ran out, that excuse kind of fell to pieces with some interesting stuff that came out. So I take the blame. But we do have some interesting stuff going on. We start off, we've got a new piece of news about how Caspian's character is going to be portrayed. And then we have some advertising to talk about.
Some really bizarre advertising, actually.
Yeah.
And some pretty strong reactions, too.
Mm-hmm. So let's start off with Caspian is losing his accent.
Prince Caspian.
Prince Caspian is losing his accent. And for me, it's kind of a love-hate decision. I would like for it to be consistent, but I admit that overall, as a choice, I like it better. I think I like it better in the second film, comparing the two, but I think the transition will bug me, because it will just seem odd, I think. Because with a casting change, everyone can kind of accept, oh yes, but I know this is supposed to be the same character, you know? I mean, even, mm-hmm. You know, you see Michael Gambon come in to replace Richard Harris, and you think, oh, okay, yes, it's a different actor, but I can tell that it's supposed to be the same person. But here, I think it's a lot of people are going to be, wait, what? Or maybe they won't notice it when they watch Voyage of the Dawn Treader, but then they'll go back and watch Prince Caspian, and they'll say, whoa!
Well, I don't know. I guess that's, I mean, as far as the Harry Potter analogy, that I think it'd be much easier to tell that Ben Barnes is the same person than Michael Gambon was, where he was a totally different costume, totally 100% different approach to the character, fundamentally. Whereas this, it's still the same actor with the same approach. He just talks differently. Mm-hmm. And, but I mean, I think the reaction, I think you're pretty much the majority of Narnia Webbers right now. If you look, glance through the forum, there's kind of a wide range of responses. I think some people, yeah, like, I didn't like the accent. I'm glad they're changing it. But at the same time, it's not going to be consistent. And some people really like the accent. They're really upset that they're changing it. And so there's sort of this mixed emotions. I mean, my position, I guess I'm kind of like you in that, like, I did not like the accent in Prince Caspian, even though, like, when I heard it described to me and kind of the reasoning behind it, it made sense that they would do that. And I was looking forward to hearing it. And even when I heard it for the first time in the previews, I thought it sounded okay. And it wasn't until I really saw the movie and heard some of the other Telmarines take a stab at the accent. And somehow it didn't just all kind of come together into one thing.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of this really bizarre, like, it was just kind of a little bizarre little detail throughout the whole film. And then it just started to sound hokey in a few places.
Yeah.
And so I didn't like the accent. So I guess overall, I am definitely glad they're changing it. I mean, mm-hmm. continuity, I'm all in favor of continuity as much as possible. But ultimately, I'd also think that bad precedent shouldn't necessarily be followed. It was probably, it turns out in retrospect, a bad idea to begin with. So go ahead and change it.
Yeah, I think especially if you're going to continue the films past Voyage of the Dawn Treader, fingers crossed, then, I mean, you have the question of, okay, what will Tyrion's accent be? Would Drinian's accent be? What would all you have the characters continue? What would Rillian's accent be? And not just talking about myself. It's weird. I'm mentioning these things. I'm thinking, no, not the moderator. But so yeah, I think it is. Overall, I'm glad they changed it. I think part of the problem though is the goal was to have a Telmarine accent, and there was no Telmarine accent. You had Miraz with an Italian accent, which I really did like. You had Glazel with a Spanish accent. You had Caspian with a Mexican accent, and you had Caspian with a fake Italian accent.
Caspian.
Yeah, it did not work. And if everyone could have spoken like Miraz, which I really liked.
I intend to strike back.
Yeah, I really loved him. I'm never going to hate his accent, no matter how hard I try. But I think overall it is the right decision, especially when you're going to have it'll become more confusing, I think, with the mix of all the I don't know what all is going to happen on the ship. I'm actually kind of still curious to see how many humans versus Narnians are on the Dawn Treader.
Yeah, it's definitely obviously going to be one of the biggest talking points. We'll probably have a better idea when the trailer comes out next week.
Yay!
But we'll get to that in a second, though. But,
yes.
Obviously, the reasoning that Ben Barnes is giving, I mean, I think it's probably more about the reason that everyone hated the accent. Everyone was making fun of the accent through the whole last movie. But I'm just saying, you know, they felt, you know, C.S. Lewis was quintessentially an English writer, mm-hmm. and this seems a lot more Narnian. And that was a concern, I remember, they expressed in an interview with Ben Barnes. Where they were talking about how, you know, obviously the books are very British, so they wanted to get kind of a Spanish accent with an English intonation. And yeah. I guess they kind of did, but it just sounded really stupid and hokey and was distracting. And so, yeah, my position on this, yeah, continuity is all well and good. But more than anything, I just want a good movie.
Right.
And so I think this is a good decision.
Did you kill my father with the Spanish intonation?
That was bad.
Did not help at all. Prepare to die. So so this isn't going to at all – you think overall you're happier about this?
Yeah, definitely. I'm actually very happy about it. It's just a 1 mile. Well, yeah, it's not going to be consistent. But then again, why would I want that to be consistent with something bad?
Right. Okay. Well, we have some marketing to discuss.
Finally, Fox has been kind of keeping the lid on everything, and now they're finally coming out with some stuff.
Let's start off with the teaser poster.
Okay. Why don't you go first?
Okay. As for a choice of a photo for the teaser poster, I kind of like it. I would have preferred maybe a picture of the Don Treader or something. I mean, you do see the Don Treader in Aslan's eyes. I think for me the most annoying thing, it seems a little busy. You have the big 3D, which I always hated seeing on posters. Reepy Cheep's just kind of, oh, look, Reepy Cheep's back. And I hate the little, what is it, not slogan.
Or tagline.
The tagline. Return to magic, return to hope, return to not.
What does that even mean?
I hate. I just hated seeing that. If it had less in it, you know, if they'd gotten rid of the tagline, but they can't say return to Narnia again.
Right.
Even if it was something like set sail this December, I think I would have prefer that to this. So it was, I think it for a teaser poster, I think either having Aslan be the character in the teaser poster or the Don Treader would probably have been my favorite, maybe with Aslan in the background. It's okay, but it does not do anything for me.
Okay, so neither of us is with the majority on this one. According to the poll on the homepage, over 70% of Narnia lovers really liked it. You're with, I guess you would have voted for okay, which only 21% voted for. I gave it a solid one. I can't stand the poster. So I'm in the extreme minority here, I'll just say. Only 3% are with me on this one. But I just find it incredibly boring as a teaser poster. I'm all for simplicity. I've given examples, like on the video that I posted, I gave examples of other very simple teaser posters that I felt were more effective. Because the simplicity is effective because, and this is a great topic to be talking about on an Narnia website, about how, because C.S. Lewis was so good at communicating a lot with a little, which is one of the great things that all any art form can do. But to me, this is just a very simple poster, and it doesn't say anything. Oh, Aslan's going to be in the movie. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Reepy Cheep's going to be in the movie. It's going to be in 3D, something to do with hope, and oh, there's the ship in his eye. And I also think there's a little subliminal marketing going on here with Avatar. I know there's a couple people who will say, oh, you're overanalyzing. There's a lot of posters, you know, that are like that with a shot of the eye, and that's fair. But I just think that coming out so close to Avatar, how could they not have been thinking about it? Just what I'm thinking, you know, most Narnia lovers will disagree with me. And then obviously, I think the most annoying thing about the poster is it's having Reepy Cheep, who is apparently kind of basically a permanent addition to the logo as far as the marketing goes,
wait,
I think.
Let me look at this.
We've seen him on it.
Oh,
like,
wait. We'll have to keep talking about this.
We've seen him on there like a few different places. I think Reepy, I mean, I don't think when we see the logo in the movie he'll be on it, but just as far as the marketing,
yeah.
I think that this is just such a bland, 100% pure commercial piece of marketing. It's supposed to, Whereas I felt like the Prince Caspian teaser poster obviously had a lot more going on, but I also felt like it said something about the character of Caspian and gave you the sense, oh, this one's going to be darker. And since a lot of people didn't like Prince Caspian, I would have liked this one to say, oh, this one's going to be different or going to be more like Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. It doesn't really do that. It says Aslan's going to be in the movie and Reba Teep's going to be in the movie and it's going to be in 3D and it'll be like Avatar. And to me, that's kind of all this says. But again, I'm in the minority here. Most of our new Webbers listening are going to disagree with me.
Yeah, I think that teaser posters that, I mean, I usually become, I always like the teaser posters, usually, where they, if there's a range of characters in a movie, whether it's X-Men or Lord of the Rings, they did the character teaser posters, and some of them are kind of cheesy, but some of them are really done well, and I would not at all be opposed to seeing that for Voyage of the Dawn Treader, and we may they usually don't do those between the full poster and the initial teaser poster. I think I would have preferred to see the Dawn Treader, maybe with Aslan in the background, but just because of the title. I mean, it really worked well with Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. For you, you have the witch and the lion featured very prominently. But I think that the choice for Aslan is I mean, it kind of gets the basic point across, but it doesn't really, it doesn't say anything unique about the film. I think my favorite set of teaser posters that I actually, one of them I actually have up on my wall, were the very first teaser posters for The Lord of the Rings, where you had, and they weren't photos, it was, they were paintings, it was concept art from the film. Yeah, the two towers in one, you had
the Argonath and the Argonath,
and those were they said something about the film, but they
just
also
the
were
feel, the tone.
And I think and this doesn't give me a feel, it doesn't give me a tone. It's okay. It doesn't. I mean, I don't hate it. Some things annoy me, like the slogan annoy or the. I lost my word again. It annoys me.
That doesn't tell you anything.
That annoys me.
Well, there's going to be magic in this movie.
Overall, it's uninspired, I think, is the best.
Now, if I can speak for Jim Fan here, since she lost her voice and she's not here, unfortunately. But Jim Fan was saying how, look, the point – she's talked to a lot of people, and I agree with her, a lot of people who had no idea they were making another Narnia movie. They're like, oh, I thought Disney dropped that series. They're still going. And so she was saying this isn't aimed at us. The purpose of this poster is to let people know that there are in fact Narnia movies still coming out. And I would agree with that. That is the reason behind it. And I think that's why Jim Fan's okay with it. For me, that's the reason why I don't really like it. I mean, I guess it might be an effective piece of marketing. But just all the other Narnia posters, I enjoy hanging on my wall. It just has great works of art that I think kind of captures something about the film, about the look or the feel of the film. This one doesn't do that for me. So it might be an effective piece of marketing that lets people know, hey, there's an Narnia movie coming out, and you're that guy you liked from the other movie, Reba Teep, is going to be in it, and it's going to be in 3D. You know, it might be an effective piece of marketing. It just, in my personal opinion, as a piece of art, it's kind of uninspired.
Yeah, I do wonder. I mean, this will be a discussion we'll have to have later, especially after the teaser comes out.
Yeah.
But what the reception will be for people who, because these are long waits between films. But if I could just ask, what was the teaser poster for *Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe*? I don't remember it.
Well, *Lion, the Witch*, there wasn't really one. I mean,
I didn't think there was. That was just one big poster.
The huge epic collage with a giant Aslan in the center there. Yeah, there wasn't really that ended up becoming the definitive poster right off the bat.
Yeah, and we were wondering.
Which this is not, I don't think. They're going to come out with another one, I'm sure, at some point.
Right, and we were wondering with Prince Caspian what the Prince Caspian poster was, what the official poster was going to look like if that was the teaser. We thought, wait a minute, is this the final one?
Yeah, so, I'm not sure. A lot of people are thinking, why are they spending so much time on the teaser poster? And I think, well, I guess I'll save this for the next issue, but I think it's just kind of a reflection of why does it kind of bother me? Well, it's just kind of a reflection of a larger issue, which we'll discuss in a second when we get into the next topic.
Yeah. Well, why don't you lead into the next topic?
Well, let's do that. Okay. oh, man, ruined that transition there. That would have been really good. But, okay, where is that tab? Okay, so this was about a few weeks ago, I guess. We got pictures of a theater stand that started. Where did those pictures come from? Well, Nerney Weber Beloved sent them in. And it's a theater stand that's just it's just really, really bizarre. It's one of the most. I said in the forum that if the teaser poster is one of the most uninspired pieces of Narnia marketing yet, this might be the weirdest piece of Narnia marketing yet. It's just this weird collage of Aslan's in the center, and then like
it's not Aslan, that's his cousin who was cartoonized from the 1975 version or whatever that was.
You can see the same thing about Lucy. It doesn't really look like Lucy, and I guess she's grown up and everything, but it just looks really odd. And
looks goth.
Edmund is holding the sword in a weird position. There's Caspian's beard. Ruby Tube appears twice.
Yeah.
And, of course, we have Peter and Susan, who appear to be taken from images from Prince Caspian, so apparently they are going to have a cameo in the film. Then you have Romandu's daughter, Lily Endil. And we have the White Witch. Ah! Yeah, that's kind of my summary right there. The old issue that this is going to be an issue for the next as of 2 days ago, 6 months ago until the movie comes out. But this is going to be something, whether she has a small role or not, we're going to be talking about this for the next 6 months, and it's just such. I thought that issue was over. I thought that we put that. I thought that horse was dead, but it's back. We're gonna talk about the White Witch again.
And I'm kind of with you on it. And I'm just so confused. I mean, I was one of the people who never really hated seeing the White Witch in Prince Caspian.
I never
really bothered me. Yes, it was different from the book, but in the book. They were trying to call her up. This is completely different. I'm thinking here. I'm wondering. Wait, what? Yes, the knife that belonged to the witch is in the Voyage of the Dawn Treader, but I don't understand why.
At this point is that like it involves some kind of dream sequence, and it's really brief. Is all we know from Paul@NarniaFans.com wrote. And and so there's all kinds of speculation, like, does someone see her, like, when they go to the Dark Island, does someone see her or something like that? And I don't know. I guess more than anything, I'm just in absolute disbelief because I think I got a few gray hairs from the whole White Witch issue leading up to Prince Caspian. And ultimately, I didn't hate that scene as far as adaptation, really. I just think it's a standalone film. It's a really random scene. And that's where the story starts to derail for me, where it feels like, okay, we've had the night raid. Now we're not really sure what to do for the third act. So let's bring the White Witch back. Why not? And then let's have a battle. Why not? And it just felt kind of out of place in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about if it's –
One thing,
it's a reopening old wounds. What this is, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know what really is going on here. One thing I will say though, that I mean, this is kind of changing. Do you mind if I change from White Witch here to discuss the discussion of the poster here?
Yeah.
Because I don't really know what to think of the White Witch. I mean, there's still a part of me that's just in denial. That says, no, she won't actually be in the film. This is just a really lousy poster.
Yeah, that's funny. If you go to – let me get to the homepage here. We did a poll. We just asked people, what was your initial reaction when you saw the White Witch in that poster? And 28% said confusion. 18% said – yeah, 18% said curiosity. 16% said surprise. 14% said annoyance. 8% said dread, and then only 3% said denial. I thought that would get more votes.
Okay.
But for me, it's just the fact that, and I was talking to Paul from Narnia Fans. He's like, why are you so worried about it? It's going to be brief. It'll be fine. You know, it's like it's more of a reflection of the fact that I think the reason she's in there, and more importantly, the reason she's on the poster, is that maybe Tilda Swinton is contractually obligated to appear in a certain number of Narnia films. And from their point of view, it's like, well, gosh, all we have to do is ring up an Oscar winner, an Oscar winning actress now, and she has to appear in our film. Like, how can we not have her at least have a brief appearance? And so that's her main function, is to promote the movie about the fact that she's in there, as is evidenced by the fact that they put her in this very visible piece of marketing, even though apparently she's only going to be in there for like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And which is also the case for Peter and Susan. You know, like we know they're just going to have a cameo, but they're featured really heavily in the poster. And I think a lot of Nerney Webers have said the same thing. Now, this is a very misleading piece of marketing.
Yeah. And I think, and one thing from just a comment you made. The outfits they're wearing there are not the same outfits they wore in Prince Caspian.
Really?
No, the tie that Peter's wearing, and the suit, he's wearing a gray suit with mm-hmm. looks like a striped tie.
I just wonder if they've
in
like...
Prince Caspian, he was wearing a blue jacket with a blue V-neck sweater with a dark tie, and Susan had her hair pulled all the way back into a ponytail.
Yeah, but my theory initially was that that was photoshopped. Because it says there's something about it. Like, they don't look like they've aged at all, for one thing. There's just something about it that looks very similar to images I've seen of Prince Caspian. I can't quite place which ones they are.
I've seen Anna since Prince Caspian, and she looks. I mean, that's kind of how she looks.
Yeah, but it's like that shot of William Moseley. It looks exactly like the way his hair is when they discover the Caer Paravel ruins, and he's And I don't know. So I just wonder if they're photoshopped. But either way, I mean, it doesn't matter. Either way, having them on the very visible on this poster is just really misleading. Because you know, because if you haven't read the book, you watch that and you go, "Oh, the four kids are going to be back." If you have read the book, you go, "What? The four kids are going to be back?" Even though if you read the news, you know that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just more about this is just another sort of similar reasons as the teaser poster for me. Because it's so functional as how. What? How can we make you go see this movie no matter how dirty? it's just playing dirty by Fox, I think. And I don't know. And to me, the White Witch is just kind of a reflection of a larger issue that – and this is a discussion that could go on for a while. But I just wonder if maybe – I think the people involved in these films are very passionate, love the books, want to make – genuinely want to make great movies.
And hate Glumpuddle.
Yes. No. Really want to create faithful adaptations of the book and be as close to the book as possible. But I just think the root of the creative spark behind these movies – or actually, I don't think there was one. I think that it was, oh, Lord of the Rings has success. Now we have to make Narnia. Whereas with Lord of the Rings, for example, Peter Jackson had a creative spark. You know, oh, here's an idea for how this could be a movie, even though it doesn't really make commercial sense right now. Why you would make three films at once and why you would make a big giant fantasy film right now. He was inspired. And I think most movies, even though obviously movies are basically a business, most movies begin with someone saying, oh, here's an idea. What if you did that? And I think Narnia just began with, oh, Lord of the Rings is coming out. Let's make Narnia. And I think – so this kind of touches that nerve in me a little bit that it's so blatantly commercial.
Yeah. Yeah, and I hope the film doesn't feel commercial, which – and this is something I – again, I'm looking forward to our – which the Wardrobe commentary we'll do sometime.
Mm-hmm.
But Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe did feel – just felt a little bit more commercial to me than Prince Caspian. Just maybe – not very much. But I think you're right. It does – I tend to think that just from what I'm hearing about the film, yeah, I think it is made by people who really want a good movie. Maybe that's kind of from the director and the – cast and the people in the production, but from the producers, I get the idea that the people who are really financing this are kind of thinking, "Oh yeah, the Lord of the Rings came out. We should do Narnia." I mean, even with Peter Jackson, I mean, it was kind of starting out with, he's around a really young man, and he read the book. He thought, "Boy, I hope someone makes this into a good movie someday."
Yeah,
not that it would be me. I hope someone makes it into a good movie.
Right, and just. I don't know. So it just touched that nerve of me. I guess we have to be careful to say that ultimately Fox is just – the people that made this poster are probably not involved with the production itself. Michael Apted's probably never even met the people that made this poster. So this may or may not be a reflection of the look or the tone or the feel of the film. I guess it just kind of touched that nerve in me, I guess, about feeling like C.S. Lewis's work was being auctioned off a little bit. And but again, like, this is Fox made this. Walden's making the movie, so this may or may not be a reflection of what we see.
Lucy looks probably the most odd to me. She looks kind of like she's got heavy eyeshadow.
Yeah, and the way Edmund's holding that sword is really weird. If you just look at, it's funny how that's one of the things. If you glance through the form, it's actually really fun to glance through the form. People have posted some really funny stuff, just freaking out. And the main thing people are saying is not so much the White Witch. It's like, this is just so weird looking. And obviously everyone's confused about the White Witch and Peter and Susan as well. But this kind of – oh, like, I like what Jim Fan said. She's like, what on earth? The display is so bizarre, I don't even know where to start. Then she has this analysis of it, and her summary is just like a bunch of question marks and exclamation points. And it's just kind of a really weird thing. And a part of that is that it's a theater stand, and maybe it's kind of meant to be viewed kind of in 3D space, and it's just being viewed as pictures. But it is just a really bizarre piece of marketing.
Reed the Cheap is mirrored.
And he's in there twice.
He's and he's the opposite in each place. He's about the same
exact
size.
Exact same picture, yeah. It's important to keep in mind that like the Reaper Chief at the bottom there, that's actually a cardboard cutout that is separate from the poster itself.
Right.
So that which I didn't realize until I saw more pictures just a couple weeks ago. But so I guess they get a little – that's kind of okay there. But still, having Reaper Chief twice, I think we can expect to see – lots of Reaper Chief in the marketing because he's one of the few things that everyone liked about Prince Caspian. I think we're going to see him well in the teaser trailer when it comes out, and I think we might even see just a little bit of the White Witch because I think that's the only reason that might be the only reason she's in the movie. I don't know, so we can have Tilda Swinton's name in the credits and say, oh, the White Witch is going to be in this movie and be a big box office draw, and so I think we can expect to see glimpses of the White Witch throughout the marketing and see lots and lots of Reaper Chief.
Well, I think. Yeah, the teaser trailer, which you mentioned, and hopefully they don't have Return to Magic, Return to Hope, Return to
Return to Hope
in the trailer. Return to Hope is like, this is not 2008.
That's right. That was more of a Prince Caspian theme.
Oh, I was thinking it was more of an Obama thing, but okay.
Uh-huh. I think it's more of a Prince Caspian thing, like a return to the old days of.
You're right. Yeah, Return to Hope. You're right. That is more of a Prince Caspian. That is. Here it should sound adventurous,
yeah.
And nothing here sounds adventurous.
Back to Reaper Chief, I hope that the fact that they're going to be marketing him so heavily, I hope this is not an indication that his development as a character could be hindered. And by that I mean that in the Prince Caspian book, Reaper Chief is not that much more valuable than the Bulgy Bear in the sense that he's just kind of a funny joke. Oh, a bear that tucks his paws. Oh, a mouse that's really courageous, you know, talks down to people. That's funny. Then in Boy to the Dawn Treader, he evolves into something else and really – or he's still very much the same character, but he develops a lot more and he's given a lot more depth. And I just hope that they don't do kind of what I felt they did with Tony Stark in Iron Man 2, where it was just, let's just take who he was in the first movie and just multiply it by 5 and do more with it. I hope that it's, no, he evolves, he matures, he develops into something more. And so I just hope they don't say, oh, people like Reaper Chief, let's give him more of Reaper Chief. It's like, well, yeah, there is more Reaper Chief in this movie, but he matures a lot between films. And again, that maybe the casting of Bill Nighy could actually be an indication that that they don't just want to do the same thing. They want to get the character right for this movie. So I was upset when they recast Eddie Izzard, but maybe that's one good thing about it. And also the people who are doing the marketing don't necessarily have any involvement with the production, but that's just some concerns that have come to mind from the marketing so far.
Yeah. One thing I would say, if it is an attitude of let's just give them more, they probably would not have recast the actor.
Yeah.
So that
unless there's some behind the scenes issues we don't know about.
Yeah, which there always isn't some, because it's behind the scenes.
There's always
something going on. But yeah, I think we'll just have to see. I'm afraid that one thing I do not want, because Reaper Chief is, if they just do Reaper Chief from the books, it's good. That's what you want. I mean, it's funny enough. It's adventuresome enough. I don't want, and it honestly, it does not annoy me, but, you know, you look at what happened with Gimli in The Lord of the Rings. He became the comic relief, not at all in the cheesy way that we originally heard he was before the film came out, at least the second film. Because we heard, oh, he's going to be comic relief. We thought, no, the character is really, you know, a great character. And they it wasn't cheesy or overdone, but, you know, the character does not even in the book, the character does not receive a whole lot of character development. So I didn't really mind it too much. But here, Reaper Chief, is very much developed into a new character in the third book. And so I think they need to be much more careful there. They can't just say, oh, it's okay, we'll just make him funny. We won't be cheesy, but we'll just make him a lot more funny. Well, you could cut some stuff out there.
I mean, in Prince Caspian, I think he almost is – I wouldn't call him comic relief, but he definitely is – he is – oh, ha-ha. You know, he's just kind of a laugh. And but he doesn't. They don't give him. He doesn't really have a lot of scenes in the Prince Caspian book either.
Right.
And in the Prince Caspian film, he was a little more than, so I guess you could say, comic relief. And then in Don Treader, they have to understand that I think Grievous Chief is really the heart of the Don Treader story, not necessarily the star. But what he's about, with so longing for adventure and longing for his true home and being so excited when he reaches the world's end and his final destination, that's kind of the heart of Don Treader. And so I hope they understand that now Reaper Chief is taking, although he's still funny, he's also a really important character. He's not just comic relief.
Yeah. Well, the trailer comes out in less than a week.
It's going to be with Toy Story 3.
June 18th.
If you see Toy Story 3 in 3D, I guess you'll be able to see the Don Treader trailer in 3D, oh, very possibly.
Very possibly. So June 18th. And let me ask
you. So it could come out any day now.
It could come out. It could come out any day now. That's true. But we know we have less than a week, and I'm afraid it's going to come out while I'm at the office, and I'm going to get the tweet from Narnia Web, because I have all Narnia Web's updates going straight to my phone.
I've actually thought about canceling those tweets for now, because I just don't think it would be bearable to be at work or something and say, oh, the trailer's online. Okay, I quit. See you later.
Well, I might actually do that. but no.
I've asked off for a couple of days surrounding the trailer, just so that, to make sure, because I've asked off for Thursday before Toy Story comes out, hoping the trailer will come on by then. I just don't think it'd be bearable to not be in front of a computer when the trailer hits. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Especially since it is pretty remarkable that 6 months to go, and we've seen a couple posters,
no behind the scenes footage, which we got.
A couple posters, a couple pictures, a couple blogs. Very, very
no
little
production videos, no production blogs. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is really a big part of, I think, Fox's strategy, which is they really want to keep the lid on things and then sort of bust it all out at the last minute. And I just think it's because I think they realize that most people aren't that excited about the next Narnia movie coming out. Mm-hmm. And I think rather than kind of arm wrestle your audience and make them excited, it's like, well, let's just accept the fact that people aren't excited. And then let's go for the surprise element and bust it all out at with a month or two to go, and just hope that people will go, oh, wow, that's interesting. Oh, it's coming out soon. Let's go see it.
Toy Story 3 is a really good pick for the trailer. But
aside from being in 3D, it's also going to be a really, obviously, successful family film.
But what do you hope to see with the trailer? Obviously, we don't know what's going to be in it, but what are you hoping it will answer for you as a teaser trailer?
That's a very interesting question. I guess I hope that I would like to see some scenes from the book, because there have just been a couple of hints that we've seen reports about, oh, they're deviating here, deviating there. I guess I would like to see more assurance about them sticking to the plot of the book.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see a couple images from the book that I really remember, like Reepy Cheep standing on the Don Treader prow, or maybe a hint of the Dark Island. I don't know if we'll see that. I guess I'm more wanting to get a sense of the flavor of the film. We know it's supposed to be closer to Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And basically, it's just I'm hoping that it gives me – in short, this is kind of vague, I know, but just more confidence in what they're doing with it, because we don't know what they're doing with it right now. Like, one minute it seems like, oh, they're going back to Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and they want to be really close to the book and everything. Then in the next report, it's like, oh, no, they're totally doing their own thing with it. So I would like to see something give me a little more confidence in that.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm expecting is that we won't see that much, because I think that Fox will still want to keep the lid on things for a while. I'm expecting that relatively little will be shown, although I'm sure we'll see a lot of Reepy Cheep, and maybe we might even catch a glimpse of the White Witch.
Yeah, I think that what I want to see is how they are. I want to be able to look at a shot and say, this is from this in the book. This is from this
Narnia,
in the book.
Yeah.
This is from this. This is from this. Which, really, we could do with, trying to think here, not quite so much Prince Caspian, just because of the more of the battle scenes that they had.
Yeah, well, but with Prince Caspian, we'd heard a lot of reports.
Right.
We could kind of piece together what they were doing.
Right, but Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, you could look at each of these and say, okay, this is at the Stone Table. This is at the battle at the end. You could see, this is the
This is at the battle. This is at the battle. This is at the battle.
Right, but I mean, this is Beaver's Dam, and this is,
right.
These are the wolves and that are chasing them, and we know what part it's going to be. It's just things like that I want to be able to see. What I'm more curious to see is how they are going to market the film, because the second film, it was, hey, this is an action film,
Yeah.
Even the second it's kind of, I always thought it was hilarious that the trailer was shorter than the teaser by almost a
Yeah,
full minute.
a long TV spot.
Yeah, but this one, I'm really interested to see, okay, are they going to make this feel like a character-driven story?
Yeah.
Because that, and even though, yes, that sometimes trailers are very misleading, sometimes it can really give you a real insight into, like, I'll say, even actually comparing the Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter trailers do kind of give you a glimpse into how much the characters are going to be developed in the
Yeah.
movies. So that's, I think, what I'm really interested in seeing, along with, of course, what every fan wants to see is, oh, I would like to see this shot of this. And one thing I do think we will see, actually more than the White Witch, I think we're going to see a dragon.
Really?
I think we'll see a dragon.
And dragons are,
Like
it's
a
a could be
closing shot, like
a
closing
big
shot.
family film marketing draw. Oh, a dragon.
Like a closing shot or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. I guess just in short, I'm just like kind of in, I feel like I'm in this no man's land right now of not really knowing what they've done, because they've done such a good job at keeping the lid on things, and I would just like a little bit of assurance about the overall direction of the film. And I also like to kind of get a feel for how does Michael Apted's vision differ from Andrew Adamson's.
Certainly.
Yeah, and so it'll be out by the 18th. I'll be seeing, of course, the decision, because I actually want to see Toy Story 3, so I kind of have this decision to make where it's I almost want to leave after the trailer and just go home and blog about it for a while, then go back and see Toy Story 3. So I'm really hoping the trailer's online before the Toy Story 3 midnight showing, so that I can kind of get over it and then have the fun of seeing it in 3D.
Yeah.
But we'll see. But it could come online any day, so keep checking Narniweb.
Yep. Yeah, I am gonna. I sometimes get free moments at work, so I might be able to.
No! Please let me take a break. Please, please, please.
know, leave sort of, sorry, I have to. Never mind that. Whatever is going on, I have to. Boom. All
Yeah.
right. Well, I am going to do the unthinkable. I'm gonna get this podcast out today.
For a second, I thought you said you were going to go spoiler free. It's like, no, I
No.
was like, never mind the trailer. I can't watch it. Which I
No.
will say, by the way, that because, let me just say to everyone listening, because of the approach that Fox, I think Fox is taking to the marketing, this might be that film where it's like, hey, if you want to go spoiler free on a Narnia film, God help you. This might be the film to do it on, because I think there'll be a lot less temptation on this one.
Yeah, indeed. And sorry about Lily Endel and all
Well,
that.
like right now, like if right now, if you wanted to say, yeah, I'm going to go spoiler free, you really haven't heard that much,
Right.
So I think you could definitely still say, I'm going to go spoiler free for the rest of the movie, rest of the 6 months.
Okay. Well,
Well, I'll c catch you all on the flip side, I guess. This is
indeed.
kind of the end of the pre-trailer days, and
Everything changes after this. Everything changes.
everything you know is about to change. But within 5 days, the whole kind of thinking behind the film, I think, will be different. We'll actually have a lot more to go off of. So this first, well, I guess it's more like the second stage, really, of the film has been fun, and now on to the final third stage.
Further up and further in.
And further in.
All right. Catch you on the flip side, Will.
Whoa, hang on a second here.
What?
John Treader release date and time announcement. The NarniaFans.com has it. Blah, 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 blah. Thursday at noon, Eastern Standard Time. So
Okay.
it's not just any day now. Okay. Okay, so this Thursday, June 17th at 12 noon, Eastern Standard Time, Dawn Treader trailer. Okay. I don't have to quit my job or anything. I know when it's coming out. I don't have to, like, be worried about Toy Story 3 now or anything. Okay.
I might have to quit my job. No, I'm just
That's
kidding. No,
hilarious.
I'm gonna say, hey, lunch break time, perfect. No,
Oh
seriously, this
man.
is my lunch break right here.
Very cool. Okay, that's so bad. We just stopped recording. And then it's like, oh. Like,
Right
cause,
after we stop
wait, we were
recording.
just saying, like, oh, it could come out any day now. Go to Narnia fans. Oh, never mind. Not any day. Thursday, 12 o'clock.
All right, well,
Okay, so
okay, so now
it's a
counting
date
down.
then.
It don't say that, man.
It's a trailer date then.
It's a trailer date. Okay. All right. Well, I am gonna I'll have to make a timer or something so I can get a second timer, because
Countdown.
right now it's 180 days.
As far as I'm concerned, right now it's 5 days. 5 days till the trailer comes out, and that's all I'm thinking about right now.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you later, Glenpuddle, and I'm sure we'll be discussing another podcast very soon.
Farewell, pre-trailer Rillian. It's been fun.
Goodbye, pre-trailer Glenpuddle. Nice knowing you. Look forward to meeting your twin.